Hi, Strata peeps. Just a quick one today. I wanted to talk about the importance of getting your building washed down from time to time. So it might surprise you to learn, but and this is particularly relevant for high rises, the paint that's on the outside of your building in many respects acts like a skin that helps to protect your building from the elements. In all parts of Australia and Queensland especially, we know that the sun is a very unusually cruel mistress. And you really do need a decent paint job in order to protect what painters call the substrate of your building. So in certain circumstances, the paint can actually act as a bit of waterproofing. It keeps the nasties out of your building from seeping in. It just makes the building look good as well. And obviously, if you want to sell your unit, having an ordinary paint job is not going to assist you. So over the life of the building, if a committee is reasonably switched on, and I'm fortunate enough that I have a few of those, committees will say to me, can we get a quote please to wash down the outside of the building? And the reason that that's a good step, that's a good thing to do, that's good maintenance, is that it might surprise you to learn, but 5 metres off the common property, say at level 6 or 7, there's not people walking past that part of the building's painting every day, so nobody's really inspecting what's going on with the paint. So when you've got a high rise and it's getting a washdown, it's oftentimes a painting contractor that will perform this service. So the painting contractor has an opportunity to eyeball your paint job and to bring to the attention of the committee, hey, look, these parts of the building, the paint's not faring so well. This part of the building, the paint's perfectly fine. They give it a fairly decent sort of a washdown. Depending on how much the owners are prepared to pay, they might also do a bit of a patch up as well along the way, which obviously helps everybody. But having someone that's a professional run their eye over the building and say to the committee, look, I think you can get another 6 months, 2 years, 5 years out of the paint that's up there, that really does help the committee then to steer the building in the right direction in terms of its future maintenance. So if you've got a building that's beside the sea, you can expect to have to repaint it, or it's going to look just really shit, probably every 8 to 10 years. If you've got a building that's further inland and away from water, your paint job might last 10 to 12 years. And I'm not a painter by any stretch, but I've been to enough seminars where painters tell us about what paint does for the building. I've paid attention. So yeah, consider getting your building washed down, or at least getting a quote. It's a really good way to find out what's going on with that paint job.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.